Ukraine security issue.
On June 23rd, the 120th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to the Russian invasion, when fierce fighting continued in the hottest phase of the war, the European Parliament passed a resolution in support of granting Ukraine and Moldova the European Union candidacy status. According to the latest update by the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, the number of Russian troops killed in Ukraine as of June 23rd stood at almost 34,500, including 200 liquidated since Wednesday. Most of these, as well as the Russian weapons and equipment destroyed over the past 24 hours, were recorded in frontline areas along the Bakhmut axis. The Russians have thrown all their reserves at the last remaining Ukrainian strongholds in the Luhansk region to beef up their badly depleted forces that have for weeks been trying to occupy the whole of the region. According to Sergei Gaidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, they redeployed whatever personnel and material they could from occupied regions in the south of Severodonetsk. They still can't capture the city, Gaidai said. Being stalled and suffering heavy losses, they are simply scorching the earth and destroying factories, farms and homes. Every day local civilians are killed and wounded. New civilian casualties were reported on Thursday in several towns and villages of the Kharkiv region that has been under constant fire for several weeks. In the south of the region, fierce fighting continued near the town of Izium, which is strategically important, as control of the area could serve as a bridgehead for the Donbas. According to Alexei Nikubov, head of the Kharkiv region military administration, evacuation efforts are underway in the town and villages situated within the reach of enemy fire. The city of Kharkiv is within the reach of Russian multiple launch rocket systems and that of Zolochiv and Chuhuyev as well, as all neighboring villages and are constantly shelled from Russian artillery. The number of artillery and missile strikes has significantly grown over the past week, but the situation in the regional center remains controllable. We continue to evacuate people from the villages located close to the front line. In the latest evacuation, we managed to take to safety 1,000 civilians, including 280 children, said Alexei Nikubov. In the Sumy region, villages and towns located near the Russian border come under Russian fire every day and night. Almost 100 strikes were recorded there on Wednesday alone. Residents of the village of Yanikivka, located 10 kilometers from the Russian border, say they leave for a day. One of them told Ukrainian radio that they used to travel across the border to fill their cars with cheaper gas, and now they have to save every piece of food and spend most of the time in cellars.
Благодаря Божій помощі до наших защитників, ну, вроде так пока живём, чуем часто.
With the help of God and our armed forces, we are still alive. We hear shots very often, but we are getting used somehow. The first days were very scary, and I live on outskirts and it was so loud I felt really bad. In the southeast of the country, residential areas of several towns in the Dnipropetrovsk region have again been shelled from Russian multiple launch rocket systems and struck by cluster shells. Local authorities reported new civilian casualties as well as destructions of apartment buildings and private houses, gas and water pipelines and power lines and substations. As of 8 p.m. Thursday, bomb squads were reported to continue removing unexploded cluster shells from streets and yards. The situation in the south of the country remains very tense. Almost every day, the Russians shell villages in the Mykolaiv region that are within the reach of the artillery across the administrative border with the occupied Kherson region. They are also cut off from electricity, water and gas supplies. Tatiana, who lives in one of the villages, says that a Russian shell set her house on fire. We tried to put out the fire together with our neighbors. A few guys came to help too. They brought water in as many buckets as they could carry. We used up all the water in the pool. We used tree branches, stone, sand, whatever was at hand. We only had our own hands. We put the fire out, but one half of my house was burned down. The Ukrainian army is slowly but steadily pushing the Russian invaders out of the southern regions. As part of its counteroffensive effort, it continues to target Snake Island in the northwestern part of the Black Sea. The South Operative Command reported the destruction of a Russian anti-aircraft missile complex Panzer S-1, as well as other weapons and equipment. The operation will continue until we retake the island, because controlling it we would be able to protect the south of our country, said Military Intelligence Chief Kirilo Budanov. Meanwhile, artillery duels between the Ukrainian and Russian forces continue in the Zaporizhia region, where the latter are increasingly using their battle aircraft. However, according to Alexander Staruk, head of the regional military administration, no concentration of enemy forces or signs of attempt offensive operations are observed there. The United States, European Union and the United Kingdom have set up a consultative team to assist the Ukrainian Prosecutor's General Office in documenting, storing and analyzing evidence of Russia's war crimes against Ukraine. According to Beth Manshak, U.S. Ambassador for Global Criminal Justice, Experts from international tribunals from around the world will be involved in the team's work. Some of its members will work with the prosecutors general in Kyiv, and the rest will travel around the country to help investigate Russian war crimes. The ambassador stressed that it is extremely important for the international community to continue to invest in documenting international crimes, as no prosecution and punishment of perpetrators can occur without accurate and precise documentation. At the same time, Beth Van Schaak admits that the arrest of perpetrators may be a real problem. According to him, it will be challenging to bring to justice those who committed or organized the crimes if they are on Russian territory.